Okay. How did you choose my name?
My favorite poet was Maya Angelou, and so that's why I chose the name Maya. Okay. Did that work? Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Perfect. Can you tell me about your first kiss?
Let me think back. First, I gotta remember when my first kiss was. My first kiss, I don't know, I probably was in middle school, maybe? Like 6th or 7th grade? I'm sure it was probably at the skating rink. I don't know. I can't remember.
Do you believe in love first sight?
That's a trick question. Okay. I don't believe in love at first sight, per se, but I believe that you can fall in love with somebody during the first few conversations with them.
Yeah. Okay. What lessons has your work life taught you?
Oh, tons. Let's see. Treat others how you want to be treated. That's one of the big things that being a nurse has taught me, because you never know when you're going to be on the other side of the bed. So treat others how you want to be treated.
Who has been the biggest influence on your life? What lessons did that person teach you?
Oh, I have several. Let's go with my mom. My mom taught me how she has like a good work ethic, and how to always put your kids above everything else.
Mm-hmm. What lessons have you learned from your past relationships?
There is no such thing as love at first sight. No, I'm joking.
Oh, crap.
let's see, past relationships. Main thing I've learned, don't lose yourself while trying to love somebody else. It's horrible. Does that make sense
yes.
to you? Okay.
Have you experienced any miracles?
Oh, yes. Like personal or singing or?
Personal.
Let's see. I would say my son, I would consider my son a miracle. Because he was born at 27 weeks. So I'd say that's a miracle that I've witnessed personally. It's just my labor with him and the fact that he turned out to be okay.
How has being a parent changed you?
You know when your mom says, like, you know when your parents try to tell you things and you're like, they just don't understand? Like, I wish I would have listened to what my mother said, because it's true. Like, everything your parents tell you is true. Like, once you get my age, you realize, man, if I would have listened to what they were trying to tell me, I wouldn't have went through all this extra. I think people were just hard-headed, and we think that we can do it ourselves or figure it out ourselves or whatever. And I promise you, if I would have listened more to my parents, like took my parents' advice, not so much because I did listen and obey them, but took their advice in certain situations instead of trying to make my own choice,
yeah,
I would have been better off. When you're sitting here at 36, you'll say the same thing.
What are your dreams for me?
For you or for my child? What do you want me to do? For you or
for
my
child.
Kids? Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. As a parent, of course you want your kids to be successful and educated and all that. But my one dream for my children is happiness. Whether that means they have a 4-year degree or they have a college degree or a high school degree, or you know, they're a lawyer or they're washing dishes in a restaurant, my one dream for them is true happiness. Like to wake up every day and be happy, whether, and you know, that's different for everybody. So their own happiness, not my happiness that I want for them, but what they truly want for themselves.
Oh wow. What's the most trouble you've ever gotten in when you're my age?
Okay,
so I'm 17.
17, let me think. 17, let me take it back.
Keep it PG.
I didn't do anything not PG, I don't think. Oh, okay. So probably the most trouble I've been in is when I was your age, so that was a junior, right? All my friends were older, and I was the one with the car. And so we used to like to date people, but nobody from our town. So I, you know where Coffeyville, Kansas is? Anyway, there's a community college in Coffeyville. Yes, and so me and my friends, you know, have you ever done that thing where you're like, I'm spending the night here, and she's spending the night here, and everybody was spending the night somewhere else, and we all weren't spending the night nowhere. And we got in the car, and we drove to the dorms, and we stayed. We didn't do anything, but yeah. We stayed the night in the dorms.
Yeah.
And we didn't even have cell phones. We had pagers. And so my mom, like, kept paging me. And somehow she found out where I was and called the dorms. Girl, yes. It was a hot mess. I was in trouble.
Like,
no, she didn't spank me, but I got grounded. I think I got my car taken away for a little bit. Yeah. That was probably the most at 17 trouble I ever got into. I was a pretty good kid other than that.
How would you describe your oldest child?
Okay, let's see. We're going to do my oldest birth child because I didn't raise my oldest one the whole time. So BJ, he's my oldest. He's 13. I would say that he is what I like about him is that he is well-diversed. He's seen a lot as far as we've traveled, and he's seen different cultures and things like that. And so what I like about him is that he isn't, even though he grew up an African-American male, he isn't stuck in that stereotype. Like, he understands and can relate to other ethnicities and cultures. And because of that, I think he's a well-rounded human. You know, he can be friends with anybody, and he's very diverse in his friendships and stuff. So I think that's what the answer to that question would be that.
That's good. How can you describe your youngest child?
That's Maya. Maya has, let's see, I don't know how to describe her, but okay. So she has the biggest heart ever. Like, she puts everybody's needs in front of herself. She never asks for anything. She's always appreciative of everything. And she also is well-traveled. You know, I've taken them several places around the United States. I've introduced them to different cultures and religions. And I think her big thing is she has a love for travel and a love for meeting new cultures. So I wouldn't be surprised as she grows if she isn't like a world traveler. Just like her favorite, like, she thinks. It's not realistic, but she thinks for her birthday next year she's going to Paris, which she's not. But that, you know, she wants to go places and see different cultures and things like that.
Aww.
So that's what I love about her.
What's something you always wanted to do but didn't, and why didn't you?
Let me think. I don't know if there's something that I always wanted to do. Let's see. Maybe travel more. That would probably be the only thing. And what stopped me is becoming a mother and having kids. You know, you can't. One plane ticket to Greece is okay, but 4 and 5 plane tickets to Greece is another thing. And I'm not about to go to Greece and leave my kids here. What if something happened and I couldn't get back? And we're oceans apart. No. So, yeah, so just travel more before I had children.
What was life like for you at my age?
Okay, so it was a lot different. We didn't have cell phones, okay? Internet was dial-up. I don't know if you know what that means, but that means you had, like, a home phone, and it had to go like that through the home phone line. So if you were on the internet, you couldn't make a phone call to your, okay? And it was super slow. We didn't have Google and all that good stuff, right? What else? Like, we still did, you guys would probably call it old-fashioned, but, like, none of this high-tech technical stuff. We were still kids. Like, we weren't worried about, like, honestly, we weren't at a junior in high school. We didn't take any advanced classes like how you guys do now, where you can graduate with college degrees in high school and all that stuff. We were allowed to be kids. You know, we were allowed to drag up and down Main Street and, you know, just like little stuff, play outside, catch lightning bugs, things like that. We were able to be kids. I think we forced you guys to grow up a little too quick these days.
What advice would you give your younger self at age 20?
Okay, let me think where I was at 20. Not to stop school. At 20, I stopped college to get married. Stopped college. Was I dating him? No, wait. Let me back that up. That was 23. 20. What was I doing at 20? Was I still dating George? I think I was still dating my high school boyfriend. I would have told myself to break up with him and stop wasting my time. For one, I would have done that. And I think I would have, I grew up real quick. So I was like dating this guy, working two jobs, and going to college. And so I would have just told myself to slow down and enjoy college. Yeah.
Wow. In what ways do you think I'm like you, such as Maya?
So Maya, let's pretend you're Maya. Okay. Maya is exactly like me. Maya loves people. She puts people first. She has a knit for traveling. She likes taking care of people. She wants to go into healthcare. She's almost exactly like I was at her age, because I used to want to travel when I was her age as well. So she's truly a mini me.
Okay, out of all your kids, who's your favorite?
Ooh, that's hard. So my kids ask me this all the time. So I have four, you know, two adopted and two birth. So I tell my adopted ones, you know, obviously they're my favorites because I chose them, you know. But when it comes to my birth kids, I tell them because they're a boy and a girl, they're equal, because she's my favorite girl and he's my favorite boy. I don't think any parent could really choose. On a day like yesterday, they were both getting on my nerves. But there's some days like that one doesn't get on your nerves as much as the other. So then that one's your favorite kid. And then there's days that one makes you this pretty picture. So then that's your favorite kid. So I don't think I have a favorite kid. I think I love my children equally. It just depends on the day as to which one I favor that day.
Okay. So this is a question from me. And this would be my last question.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you adopted your oldest.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give to people that are adopting?
Okay, so you have, when you make the decision to adopt, here's my thing, especially, I guess it's two things I want to say. If they have children, so like I had children, what the main thing that I did when I made the decision to adopt is that I realized that it wasn't just going to affect me. It was going to affect my whole family. So I made sure that I sat down and talked to my children, my parents, my grandparents, and said, okay, this is the decision that I'm making, but because I'm making it, it's going to affect the rest of you. And you need to make sure that your family's okay with it, because I think that it would have been really hard if my kids and my parents and grandparents were against me adopting and then me adopting, because in the end we're all family. And so that's the big thing, is making sure that your support system, your family, your friends, your close relatives, your spouse and all that are a-okay with you adopting. And then secondly is realizing that when you adopt somebody, especially now if you adopt a baby, it's different. They're a baby. But I adopted teenage girls. They were both teenagers. They were like 13 and 14 or somewhere around there. So not only did I adopt them, I adopted their past, which means every dirty thing that came with them, I took in. And that was tough, because you have to go through that, because you're not going to pick up a 13-year-old and expect them to fit perfectly into your family rules and going to church every Sunday and, you know, things like that, because they weren't raised like that. So that would be the other thing, is that when you adopt, especially if you adopt older kids, make sure that you realize you're not only getting that child, you're getting all the dirty laundry that comes with that child. And are you prepared to deal with that? Because I think that's why a lot of people don't adopt older kids is because they don't want to deal with that. I would always adopt older kids just because you have a chance to change somebody's life, but just be aware that when you adopt an older child, they come with baggage.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Okay. Ta-da, we did it. Now, what are you going to do with that?
So, this is for my English, mm-hmm. And...
You're going to play that in class?
No, my teacher...
Oh, I'm like, good Lord.
No, my teacher can't listen to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're okay. Okay.